This is Coffee Break on Sunny 1230. Every day at this time, we open our microphones to individuals and groups that have some good news to share, creating a positive influence, or helping others in our community. Opinions heard during Coffee Break are those of our guests and listeners and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Sunrise Broadcasting. Now, pour another cup as we begin this morning's Coffee Break on Sunny 1230.
And joining us this morning on Coffee Break, unless it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, if it's the fourth Thursday, it is Gene Tien. And this morning we're joined by Sue Nelson. They are both with the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And this morning we are going to be talking about scholarships. Now, Gene Tien, of course, is the executive director of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. CFONCW.org is the website. Good morning, Gene, and good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. You're always such a gracious host.
Oh, don't talk to my wife. But I am so happy that you're back, because this works, Sue, as the program manager at the Community Foundation. We're going to be talking about scholarships, and there is an awful lot of opportunities for area high school students, aren't there, Sue?
There is. We have a very generous community who has provided quite a few scholarships for students in our area. The Community Foundation itself administers over 100 scholarships that total more than $6 million in endowed assets. And those scholarships last year provided over $200,000 in awards to 180 students, and we expect to exceed that that amount this spring. So it is pretty exciting.
Now, you get to do all the number crunching, but is it true, Sue, that a lot of the donors set up scholarship funds for very specific reasons?
They do. When Gene meets with us with a donor, we sit down and we listen to what the donor wants to achieve with making a scholarship available to students. It might be for a particular particular institution, like the school that they graduated from, or that a teacher worked at, or the student attended, or a particular college or university that's important, or an area of interest for that donor. So we listen to them and see what they want to achieve.
And I haven't seen any for What's the Matter You and Bullwinkle. And that's because endowment theory probably says it has to be a real school. But in all seriousness, how long does a scholarship fund last, Gene?
Well, the way we set them up, Oliver, is we're very disciplined, and we have a 5% spending rate. So all of them are endowed, and virtually our scholarships last forever because of that discipline. We use that 5% spending policy. And for example, Oliver, a $10,000 scholarship fund will provide an annual $500 scholarship forever.
Now, because that $10,000 is invested and managed very conservatively and wisely by the foundation, preserving the principle so that it can go forward in perpetuity, right?
It absolutely can, and we have an example, and we won't give you the name because that that is privileged information, but we have an example of an actual scholarship that was formed in 1993 through an estate gift of approximately, slightly over $100,000.
Now, if I did the math right here, without even taking my shoes off, that's $5,000 annually. Sue's already holding her nose. But anyway, $5,000 annually, according to the 5% rule. Did I get it right?
That is correct. And in actuality, over that time, over the 21 years of the life of the scholarship fund, we have awarded $99,500 in scholarships, and the fund is currently larger than its original $100,000. So the discipline really does work. We build in that cost of living increase so that over time the fund can continue to grow. And so we've awarded $1,000 scholarships annually, and last year because the fund has grown, we were able to award scholarships for $1,500 for a total of $7,500.
From this one fund.
From the one fund.
Mm-hmm. So you start out with $100,000, You want to be able to give 5% of that. And last year, you were able to go all the way up to $7,500 because of the prudent management and also recognizing the fact that we deal with our economic friend inflation.
That is correct.
So you're, it obviously takes discipline, Sue, Gene, but it works.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. So there's always criteria. You know, if it were what's the matter you and Bullwinkle, you'd probably have to be a moose. But in the serious realm, the donor gets to establish the criteria when they establish the fund, consistent, of course, with our friends, quote-unquote, from the IRS.
Absolutely.
And then the criteria work how, Sue?
Well, again, we do look at the donor and we talk with the donor and set up the criteria that they want. Sometimes it's a geographic area. It's a graduating school or a school that or college or university that the student will be going to. Sometimes GPA level is important to the donor. Sometimes it's characteristics. They want something like a student who shows compassion or service to the community, a strong work ethic. Those are some of the common themes that we see, or going into a particular field of study.
So basically, students need to go and look at this because you've got scholarships from some rather unique fields, don't you?
We do. We do. We have everything from aviation to the medical field, visual arts, accounting, agriculture, education, business areas, engineering, and human resources.
I like that last one, human resources. Half my MBA. But marketing's been left out. Well, we'll work on that one. But, you know, when you have these different opportunities. And like you said up front, over 100 scholarships, $6 million in endowed assets. And Gene, those scholarships are awarded for students from preschool to postgraduate. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities. Do some of them not even get applicants?
Oh, Sue is going to talk a little bit about that. She's got a couple of targets for people who are listening, for your listeners.
All right, Sue, how do they do
it? Sure, sure. Kind of pulling some of those scholarships that we do have a hard time finding a pool of applicants to look at. That we have one. It's for the human resources. That would be the Kimberly Vend and Elson Scholarship. And anyone that's going into that field should look at our website and see how they can apply for that. The agriculture field. The Marathon County Farm Technology Days has a scholarship with us. We're looking for applicants for that one as well. William Gottschek, that would be for students that are attending NTC or UWMC at least 1 year and going into the fields of accounting or engineering. We want to hear from you. And also, when we look at that preschool age, there is the Kristen Nell Gehrink Memorial, and that is for students that are attending Montessori, another area that it's hard to find applicants. But if that fits someone out there, we're looking for applications from you. And kind of an unusual scholarship that we have is...
I thought my idea for Bullwinkle the Moose was pretty unusual.
That is a good one, Oliver. That's a good one. But
that must be for the comedians among us. Anyway, what do you have?
Rick Weinreich Memorial was set up for Rick, who was an employee with the Marathon County Social Services, and he worked with students who had been in contact with the juvenile justice system. So when he passed away, his colleagues set up a fund for students who have had contact with the juvenile justice system and now want to make a change with their life and want to go on and have some education and better their lives. Another area that it's kind of hard to find those applicants. So
because they don't know it's out there.
Right.
Now, obviously, going to the website, www.cfonCW.org, is the starting point. Now, high schools have selection committees.
Correct.
And many of the scholarships are selected by high school selection committee, especially those that are for graduates from a particular school,
exactly,
or perhaps those going to a specific college or university. But there are online applications, you said, for about 35 different scholarships. you have your own selection committee, right, ladies?
Exactly. We do have committees that we convene. So those applications are out there, and we're looking at a deadline that's just around the corner.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you the equivalent of the 1, 2, 3. How soon is it, Sue?
February 1. That's just about 10 days away. So
now,
time to get busy.
A lot of people, Sue, Jean, think that, you know, these scholarship applications are like IRS tax preparation. You know, you're filing your taxes, that you got a pile of paper and you kill an innocent tree in the process. Not true, is it?
It is not true.
The application is online. There are specified numbers of characters for each of the line items, and it's very cut and dried, and it's an easy application process, and you can do it from anywhere in the world.
All right. Now, let's go through that process. You go to the website, www.cfoncw.org. That's cfoncw.org. And there's a Apply Now button. You click on that. Let's see if I got this
exactly.
right.
Exactly. You're right.
And then when you get to the Grants and Scholarships page, that's where the Apply Now button takes you. You click on the Scholarship tab, left side column menu, and you're there.
Exactly.
Now, once you get there, you can find the list of all the scholarships. You can find out what ones you would qualify for. Click Apply Online, and that takes you right to the form. And like you said, it's a very, you know, limited number of characters in each of the fields, a very simple process. And you click on... When you're done, I think there's probably a submit button then?
There it is. Okay. It is. And if you don't finish the application, you just save it, put it away,
and
come back, and you can finish it anytime you want to. So before February 1.
Right. Now, that's the point. February 1st, that is a week from Sunday. So if you've got a high school student out there, maybe you know somebody in your neighborhood. Because sometimes I know about kids going to guidance departments. I know about kids and scholarship application. I have four. This is not like the mountains of paperwork you deal with FAFSA. This is not something that you look at parental income or whatever. This is an opportunity. Over 100 scholarships. They've got $6 million endowed. Now, if you take the 5% rule, that's $60,000, if I got it right, or somewhere around that. Let's see, $6 million. Somebody's going to do the math for me, but... It's
more in the hundreds of thousands.
It's 300,000. There we go. Finally. See, Sue passed out. Took my shoes off. But anyway, bottom line is $300,000. Lots of scholarship money's available. This is your opportunity. Go to www.cfoncw.org. Click on the Apply Now button. You get to the Grants and Scholarships page. Click on the Scholarships tab. Then you can go and apply online. And if you get partway through and there's data you don't have, as Sue Nelson said, save it. Now, Sue, there are some people who probably will want to call and talk to you or Jean. And the phone number to call is not 1-800-HELP-FOR-ME.
That sounds like a good one.
715-845-9555. And you ask for Sue at 715-845-9555. And you're there from what, 8 to 5 or 8 to 4:30?
8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. But remember... The deadline is February 1st, and they are opportunities galore, right, Jean?
That is true. And Oliver, if by any chance you have listeners who are intrigued by the notion of a scholarship, give us a call and we can discuss it. Perhaps you've been thinking about forming a scholarship. We can have the conversation and see how well it fits. We'd love to work with you. We'd love to talk with you. If you're thinking of putting a scholarship in your estate plan, that is a possibility too. I would love to talk to you.
We love to talk to you, Jean. Thank you very much, Sue, for coming. Your phone may be ringing. The applications, we hope, will pile up. And until next month, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you, Oliver. We're going to go forth and celebrate our 28th anniversary. We were incorporated today, January 22nd in 1987, and we are so proud of the work that we're doing in our community, and we're privileged to be able to do it.
28th birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.